The first 7 months of 2023 have provided many opportunities for Canadians to engage with international news. We have been exposed to explosive indictments and meaningful court decisions in the United States, ample coverage of protests in France and a coronation in the United Kingdom. In the most recent look at the way Canadians feel about 15 different countries, research company and Glacier Media found that only 4 garner positive reviews from more than 7 in 10 respondents. The UK, 74%, unchanged since January 2023. Japan, also 74%, up 4 points. Italy, 73%, up 2 points. And Germany, 72%, up 3 points. The rating is slightly lower for France, 68%, down 2 points. As has been consistently the case since 2019, most of the G7 members are viewed favorably by Canadians. It is not a surprise to see the UK leading the charts, but this month marks the first time that an Asian country has matched its numbers. One nation that did not see a fluctuation is the US at the start of the year. 54% of Canadians held favorable views of the neighboring country. The proportion is the same this month. The results might seem disappointing for some but are significantly higher than the 32% observed in July 2020. When Canadians were following news about the impending American presidential election that was ultimately won by Joe Biden. When it comes to the U.S., the provincial results on favorability are lower than the national average in Ontario, 51%, and Quebec, 52%, and higher in Alberta and British Columbia, 54% each, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 61%, and Atlantic Canada, 62%. The political spectrum provides another layer of analysis. Majorities of Canadians who voted for the Conservative Party, 62%, or the Liberal Party, 60%, in the 2021 federal election view the U.S. positively, compared to just 44% of those who cast ballots for the New Democratic Party, NDP. The rating for Canada's other continental free trade partner fell by a couple of points. Positive perceptions of Mexico stand at 47% this month, lower than South Korea, 58%, up 1 point, and higher than India, 39%, down 2 points. The generational slant is noticeable when Canadians ponder Mexico. More than half of those aged 18 to 34 hold positive views, 54%, but the rating drops to 46% among those aged 35 to 54 and to 41% among those aged 55 and over. At a time when Canadians are starting to travel again after years of pandemic postponements, almost half of those aged 55 and over, 48%, view Mexico negatively. There is little movement among the bottom 6 ranked nations. Fewer than 3 in 10 Canadians hold positive views on Venezuela, 28%, down 2 points, Saudi Arabia, 22%, down 1 point, China, 20%, up 2 points, Iran, 13%, unchanged, Russia, also 13%, up 2 points, and North Korea, 11%, unchanged. The rating for some of these countries has been stable in the past few years. Perceptions on Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, Iran and North Korea have not been affected by recent events, but this is not the case with 2 other countries. In December 2019, more than a quarter of Canadians held positive views on both China, 27%, and Russia, 26%. Both countries now sit far from these numbers. Perceptions on Russia plummeted after the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. And the country has remained in the bottom 3, along with Iran and North Korea, ever since. China's nationwide numbers are up slightly, even after months of discussions related to interference from Beijing. There is no gender gap, but the shifts on age are severe. While a third of Canadians aged 18 to 34 hold positive views on China, the proportion decreases to 18% among those aged 35 to 54 and to just 9% among those aged 55 and over. Canadians do pay attention to what is happening around the world. 4 years ago, it would have been inconceivable to mention Russia in the same breath as Iran or North Korea, but that is precisely how Canadians have reacted to the so-called special operation in Ukraine. China's rating is not as low as it was at the height of Huawei Technologies Co. Limited. Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou's trial, but 7 in 10 Canadians still view the country unfavorably. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from July 20 to July 22, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.